From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen. There was a briefing in Baghdad today during which reporters were shown fragments of what were said to be Iranian-made weapons that had found their way into the hands of Shiite militias. U.S. officials said there has been a substantial increase in sophisticated bombs. Officials also believe the orders to provide them came from the highest levels of the Iranian government. NPR's Jamie Tarabay was at the briefing. She joins us. Jamie, what exactly was shown to you in terms of this evidence of Iranian manufactured weapons?
Well, when we walked into the briefing room, we saw that there were a couple of tables set up with evidence, what they called evidence, where there were some mortar rounds and RPGs and one of the defense officials there called an EFP, an explosively formed penetrator. Now, I need to also say that this was a very background briefing. We all had our mobile phones taken off us, and we weren't allowed to quote the people who spoke to us by name. And one of those speaking, the defense officials said that these EFPs had become one of the most dangerous forms of roadside bombs because they now have the ability to pierce through armor. And as he said, since they've seen their use in May 2004, they've killed over 170 coalition forces and wounded more than 620. And these are believed to be smuggled across from Iran into Iraq in part and put together here by Iraqi extremist groups.
Was any proof offered that these orders to provide the weapons came from the highest levels of the Iranian government?
They offered no proof. They just said that according to the evidence that they have, it looks like it has come from the highest levels. It's come from the supreme religious leadership in Iran, but nothing further than that. There was a significant gap, which they actually acknowledged in this briefing, between what they know and what they are able to share with us. There were more questions coming out of this briefing than there were answers.
Are the Americans working with the Maliki government on this issue, the Iranian weapons issue?
They say that the Iraqi government has been briefed, that they've been asked to tell Tehran to stop making these weapons and to stop sending them into Iraq. One of the biggest problems that the Prime Minister, Nouri al-Maliki, has is that these Iranian-supplied weapons are apparently reaching radical elements of the Mahdi army, which is the militia loyal to the Shiite cleric Muqtada al-Sadr, who is one of Maliki's biggest political supporters. So it puts Maliki in an even harder position to crack down inside Iraq and also to deal with Iran.
I understand there's also no information on the Iranians who were held after a raid on their office last month. What do you know?
When their office was raided in Erbil in the north of the country, there were six men detained and one of them was released, but they'd tried to alter their appearances. They'd actually shaved their heads. One of the men who was detained turned out to be, they claim, an operations chief for the Quds Force, which is an arm of the Iranian Revolutionary Guard, which the US says trains and funds Shiite militias operating in Iraq and in Lebanon.
NPR's Jamie Tarabay in Baghdad. Jamie, thank you.
Thank you.